Well, Martin, congratulations. It gets goes from good to better.
Ah, yes, lovely competition to win. Look, we had our hearts set on this and the June Bank Holiday. We were coming over here with great hope. So it was every bit as big now this time, even after what happened last week. So we're delighted to get another trophy now, and it's a very prestigious competition to win.
And I suppose you signalled that with the team you lined out. You what started with, I think, 10 of the team that started last week, and
brought quite
a few of the boys on as well.
Yeah, well, even making five changes wasn't weakening our team much now. You could see that with the subs we brought on last week. And with the 21s playing tomorrow, we'd say not to start some of them boys today, but no matter what 15 we put, we'll have a strong 15.
Yeah. And I know I've spoken to Dermot Malloy there a few moments ago as well. He was delighted to have the game, you know, to get the cobwebs and get the festivities out of the system.
That was brilliant, because it's difficult now the week after going to final, even thinking back to 05 and 10. The week after we won it in 05, and we played Malin in a promotion game, and they hammered us off the park. And even after we won the county final in 10, we went up to Errol Kieran with them in a challenge game, we got hammered off the park. So it was difficult, and we didn't want our next game after the county final to be our first round in Ulster, so it was great to get the game in that regard today, and it'll, as you say, shake off the cobwebs.
Yeah, and obviously you rested the under 21s who are playing tomorrow. It's not the most ideal situation.
No, definitely not. We wouldn't want the boys playing today and tomorrow, a week before an Ulster game. It would have been a big ask of a lot of them, so we decided not to start them, and we're lucky to have the squad we have, that we were afforded that luxury.
Yeah, and how difficult was it to get the boys to refocus today, to get them back into the groove, to get them out there and give a good performance in the first half to lead 5-2 at half time?
It wasn't difficult at all. Look, we were back down training on Wednesday, and we trained again Thursday night, and the boys, they love their football, and no matter what kind of game it is, they're a competitive crowd of young fellas, so they are. So it was always, and they're always going to take this game serious, and it was still an All-Ireland title, and it was on national television.
And something
so
you hadn't won.
It was something we never won, no, in the club's history. So they're writing their names into the history books again. So it wasn't difficult to get them up for it at all.
And 5-2 up at half time, having played against the wind, you were happy.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we seemed in control in the first half. They were very defensive. They didn't look like they had the missing Paddy, obviously, today. They didn't look like the same scoring threat. And we were fairly comfortable at half time. We felt we were in a good position, right? And we'd tag on scores easy enough in the second half. Now, it took 10, 15 minutes to get going, but we felt the scores would come, definitely.
Yeah. And ironies of ironies, Owen McGillig, you know, his first touch. There may be a touch of good fortune about it, but he got the goal.
I did, yeah. It was a lucky goal now, definitely. But look, it was great to get Owen 15, 20 minutes today, because he wouldn't have done much now. Obviously, the game last week, he hasn't done much in the last 2 weeks. So it's very important to get him 15, 20 minutes today too.
Yeah, and getting last Sunday out of the system and the unfortunate thing that did happen.
Look at Owen, he's a good lad. He'll not worry. It would have been difficult for Owen if we had lost last weekend, but the man with us winning and everything, it'll not affect him too much. He's good, he's a confident young fella. It'll not bother him too much.
You have a new target now, starting again next week. No rest for the wicked, no time for further celebrations.
No, it's great to have games this time of the year. Look at, you'd be given out about having games week on week, but it's brilliant to have them, so it is, and we're looking forward now to getting a good week's training. We're going again Monday, the 21's right tomorrow. We're training again Monday and Wednesday and Friday. We get lots done this week now, and we're looking forward to getting a crack at Trillick.
And have you got a look at Trillick at all?
Yeah, we've seen them a few times now. We've got DVDs of a few games there, and Cahill knows them inside out. So we've started now this last couple of days, we've started looking at DVDs of them. So hopefully by the end of the week, we'll be well versed and well ready for it.
And you're experienced enough and have enough senior titles in your back pocket over the last few years. Probably one of those kind of teams that's ideally situated to making a good assault on the Ulster Championship.
Yeah, look, it'd be great to get around the Ulster Championship. We're not looking past it. Like, if we can get a game, get over Trillick next week, we're then an hour from Ulster final, and who knows at that stage. But for the next 8 days, all our focus is on Trillick and nothing else outside of Trillick.
Yeah. And the All-Ireland title is great, but I'm sure the celebrations will be low key tonight.
They'll be low key tonight. We had a big couple of days now after the county championship, but we haven't the time now. As much as we'd like to go out and enjoy the All-Ireland title, that'll be for another day.
Well, first of all, Dermot, congratulations.
Thanks,
another trophy for the cabinet, and another personal good performance from you, man of the match.
Nah, not too bad. It's a good enough day now, Tom. It's good to get the game under the belt after last weekend. It was crucial, you know, to get ourselves motoring again and not be going into the game next weekend flat, you know. So, very good day today for us.
Yeah, and obviously caps a great week, shall we say, or a great 7 days altogether. Donegal senior title, now All Ireland Gaeltacht champions for the very first time ever.
For the first time ever, and that was probably in our minds there. Probably when we went back training on Wednesday night, that someone mentioned it. You know, that it's the first chance now for this team, you know, to win an All Ireland Gaeltacht. So, you know, our lads take things very, very serious, you know, and we definitely wanted to go out today, you know.
Yeah.
You know, with a good attitude, you know, we're county champions now, so you know we need to lead by example.
Yeah, and it was very evident, I suppose, how seriously you were taking it. Feel it a very strong team, 10 of the team that started, and indeed a number of the lads that played and started came on as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's a very strong squad there at the minute. You know, we're very lucky with you know, the panel we have. We didn't start any of the 21s, obviously. They have another massive game tomorrow. So, you know, it was good that, you know, we could rest them boys, but also give them, you know, that wee kick on for tomorrow as well. So, yeah, it's good, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. Played against the win in the first half, led 5-2 at half time. So, in a good enough position.
Yeah, Tom asked through. The conditions didn't really help. Look at it, it was a wet and stormy day, and the field there was very heavy, so it wasn't foot. But you know, I thought we held the ball well in the first half. We started the second half probably not the way we should have. Started to get a wee bit more composure then as the game went on. You know, no, it's good to get over the line today.
Yeah, and I suppose, I know you were probably always going to win it from once you went 2 or 3 back up again, but Owen's goal did seal it, and I suppose a little bit of justice done for him as well, even though maybe a little bit fortuitous.
Definitely. No, look at Owen's, you know, Owen's a great young talent, and you know, he came on the day there, and you can see, you know, he plays with a smile on his face, and it's just magnificent to have such a talent like him, you know, with us. And hopefully now, you know, he can kick on now in Ulster as well. And obviously, you know, as you're saying, they have a massive game tomorrow as well. So, you know, I'm sure he'll definitely start again tomorrow.
I know I said this to you already, and you're playing with a smile on your face again. You're enjoying your football.
I am definitely, Tom. No, it's been great out training with the boys all year, and you know, our focus was on winning the championship, obviously, and I felt that. For myself anyway, to be playing well with Niamh Connell, that I probably needed to take time away from, you know, Donegal. So no, I'm happy with the decision, and you know, I'll you know, see what happens now over the winter.
And as you said, another big game next week, another new campaign.
That's it, Tom, exactly. Another big game, and you know, we've watched Trillick already. We've started our preparations on them. It's going to be a massive game. Look at they seem to have a lot of energy from, you know, younger players as such, and you know, the likes of the Donnellys, you know, and the Brennan. So we need to get our house in order now over the week. We'll get a recovery session out tonight and tomorrow morning, and then refocus then for the week ahead.
And obviously, you know, having done so well the last time you were in Ulster, reached an Ulster final, I know you're going to take it one game at a time, but you know, you have to be one of those teams that really believe that you're up there and fit to challenge now for Ulster.
Definitely. Look at I'm, you know, a firm believer. You know, you have to believe in something, you know, and try and achieve something. And for us now, you know, the county title's parked away until whenever. The focus is completely now in Ulster and trying to get over Trillick and try and progress. You know, I said that in 2010, I think, to you as well, that, you know, Donegal teams need to start aiming high in club competitions, and it probably helped Donegal as well, you know, as I said, winning an Ulster title, you know, in 2011, and then obviously the achievements after that.